Hello, everyone. I'm Dia Sharma.
And I'm Brana Breslin.
Welcome to Yana LV, where we're on a mission to normalize mental health discussions and foster a supportive community. Yana stands for You Are Not Alone, and that's exactly what the show is all about. Here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond, we're breaking barriers and challenging the stigma surrounding mental health. Through candid conversations, expert insights, and personal stories, we're exploring the highs and lows of mental health and well-being all together.
Today, we're thrilled to be joined by Priya Francis, a senior at the University of Miami and Chief Marketing Officer at Sourcier.
So happy to be here.
So what inspired you to create Sourcier? And exactly, like, if you could just give like a brief introduction of like what it is and like how it like makes shopping easier for users.
Absolutely. So I can kind of go into what Sourcier is all about and then kind of how we started it. So Sourcier is a personalized shopping platform for skincare. We have this massive database, over 80,000 products, and we connect users with products that are going to work for them based on what's worked for people just like them. So I like to say it's like getting advice from thousands of older sisters on your skincare. Essentially, our founding story is a little funny. Two of my co-founders who went to Case Western Reserve University in Ohio were searching for a poker table one day, and they realized that for the life of them, they couldn't find what they specifically wanted with all of their needs, wants, and desires. They decided, okay, this is a core problem with online shopping as a whole. Let's try to fix it. That was a little bit very ambitious at the moment. So they said, let's just move and only focus on skincare. Skincare is super personalized. You need very specific needs, wants, and desires within each piece. And the outcome of using different skincare products greatly impacts things like your skin and inherently your confidence and well-being. So at the end of the day, it was two guys running a skincare company. They said, I don't think this is going to work out very well. So they gave me a call down at the University of Miami. I went to high school with one of my co-founders, said, please, can you help us with marketing? And as somebody that grew up with cystic acne, I've been to dermatologists, I've been to every single CVS on the planet and tried to find products to solve those issues basically my entire life. I said, I'm in. I'm here for this mission and I want to be a part of this. So almost 2.5 years later, we are still based out of Cleveland, Ohio, but we're continuing to grow the platform. We have just released our app a couple months ago and kind of pushing forward and growing our base.
Yeah, I feel like skincare especially is so important, especially for not even just younger people, like teenagers, like anyone. Like if you like want to like prevent like wrinkles, like if you have like you want to like fix those like eye bags or something, like it is such a great thing to have like an organized platform to help you. Because I mean, I also in eighth grade, Priya, I had the worst cystic acne. I don't know if it was like
that time of life.
Yeah, and it made me so insecure, and I did not know, like, honestly, I like, it was like when like TikTok was kind of popular, I would like scroll on TikTok for so long and like trying to find something, everything would make me break out, and it just like drove me crazy, honestly.
Absolutely. I mean, you go on TikTok and realistically what you're looking for is somebody else to tell you something that's going to work. And I mean, I would go on and I would research all of the ingredients and all of the background on these products, and then they wouldn't work. I said, what is wrong with me? Mm-hmm. And that wasn't necessarily the case. It was that what I was looking for just wasn't correct for me. And I had nobody to bounce off an idea or products with that said, my skin is basically exactly like yours. Let me tell you what's worked for me. And that's what we've kind of found is the sweet spot. That validation portion of whether or not something's going to work for you is really what we built Sourcier around.
Yeah. So like you said, especially about skincare, I think like skincare and like your skin is so unique to you. Absolutely. And everyone else, like everyone's skin is so different. And like, for example, like a product that will work on someone else, like might make break out someone else. And like any product or anything, I feel like it works so differently to other people. Even like, for example, like, I don't know, like a workout plan or something, like something might work for someone versus someone else, or like a diet plan. So I think everything is so customizable. And like the idea that you like guys created this platform of like guiding you and like making you feel seen, I think is like really wonderful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we kind of said, okay, we're going to take every single aspect about your skin, everything that makes you unique. Think your skin type, what your skin is prone to, whether that's acne, wrinkles, discoloration. Then say, okay, these people are like you. These are who you should be listening to. This is who can give you those solid recommendations where you can be confident in those product and that decision-making process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And also, like, I mean, searching, I mean, when I was, like, going through, like, my skincare journey, like, for years, like, I would say it literally took me 8 years to build a solid skincare routine. Like, I've been washing my face since, like, I was, like, in sixth grade. So how many years that is until, like, my senior year. And I would say it costs so much money, too. Like, so much to money. Figure it out, because it's, like,
you're buying a bunch of stuff that's not mm-hmm. going to work, and then you're wasting money, and you've exactly. got, like, a ghost town of products on your counter.
I know, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, Sourcey, I feel like, is amazing for that. It's so cost-effective outside.
Thank you.
So how do you grow the business while keeping users' mental well-being in mind?
I think our users are really at the core of everything we do. One of our values is always being human-centric and focused on the person behind. It's an app, yes, but the person behind the screen. What do you want? What do you need? And making our entire experience very personalized and directed towards you as an individual, so that I'm not going to give you a bunch of ads and recommendations for products that aren't going to work for you. That doesn't do anything. That puts you in the same boat as you were before. So I think really working with the users as we're building this to make it something that is as useful as possible, and then going back and iterating and tweaking. I think that's one of the most fun parts about this process too, is you get to talk to so many different people and hear about their experiences.
Yeah, I think, like, the aspect that you said about, like, personalizing it and, like, making it human-centric, I think is, like, really cool and, like, the best part about it, because then, like, that person, like, it's, like, more customizable to them and they feel more connected.
Absolutely. You as the user are the core of our platform, and we really just want to build it around that.
What key moments helped you make Shopee and Sourcey a stress-free experience?
I think I'm also going to go back to the users, is we've done a ton of different iterations of user interface and user experience designs, and working really closely with individuals that understand the skincare space really well and the shopping space really well, and saying, okay, what do you not like about the way that you shop for skincare right now? And how can we build something that benefits you in some way, shape, or form? So taking whatever problems you have and saying, okay, we're going to go this direction or this direction, but always working with those core users to get that one-on-one feedback. Because if you just ask me, I'm going to create something completely different from what one of you is going to create. So getting a ton of different opinions and really creating something that's going to be good for the masses is kind of one of our keys to making it very stress-free, very straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like it's really easily to honestly get stressed out if you've been like working on something for like a long time and you're not seeing results. It can be so stressful. So I feel like having like an online platform, and it's like everything's there. It's basically like you have like a little buddy with you. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, based on that, as you, like, we guys were talking about the stress part of it, so how do you make sure shopping on Sourcey boosts confidence instead of causing stress?
I think that the whole goal of Sourcey is to, quote-unquote, cut through the noise. There are so many options out there, so many options. I mean, and there's new stuff that comes on the market literally every single day. So I think one of our goals is, we never want you to have to buy more. That is not the goal. We want you to find and get the products that are actually going to work for you. And at the core of that, do we care about products? Yes. That is not the goal of skincare. The goal of skincare is to make you feel comfortable in the skin that you have, whatever that may be. So I think that that is likely how we boost confidence.
But yeah, I completely agree with you. I think like being comfortable in your own skin is like really like about the products you use and like, you know, really customizable to your own skin. Because like if you're using products you don't feel good in, then it's just gonna, you know, not be good for your mental health, for your skin overall, and it's just gonna like end up like in a spiral.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
How do you protect user privacy while also supporting mental wellness on the platform?
User privacy is number one in our minds. We are a software system and we're collecting information about your skin. It's not medical data, but it is still something important and inherent to you. We are constantly working towards more and more strict measures on the way that we handle and protect user data, because we never want to put our users in an uncomfortable position. So we are constantly working towards measures such as GDPR, which is basically the data privacy measures in the EU. And we're constantly working towards hitting those bars and creating, yeah, a better user experience, but also better protection of your information on our end. I think mental wellness and the way that users use our platform, they kind of play hand in hand, but I think a lot of that has to do with the actual user experience on our site and what the end goal. I know one of the questions that we ask during our onboarding process into the app is, what are your specific skincare goals? Because at the end of the day, I can have acne, I could have rosacea and discoloration, but, and you could have the exact same thing, but if our goals are not aligned, if we do not have the same end all be all, then we should not be getting the same product recommendations. And so I think that like user experience impacts like what the end goal is for users.
I think the part about privacy that's so important that you guys do is like, I feel like people might like not want to like share, you know, or like disclose like their skin conditions to others because of like a stigma around it or just like personal discomfort. So I feel like having like a privacy kind of setting there is, you know, it's like, it's inviting you to like have an unwanted judgment or like comments, you know, that you're like, you're just afraid of other people, you know, what they're going to say, especially because I mean, your skin is like, I feel like a sensitive area for almost everyone.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that we do that I really like is one of the features that we are developing right now is somewhat of a social feature. And you're basically able to see the reviews and recommendations from the masses of people. So people from around the globe with your similar skin type and experiences. And one of the things we defined really, really early on is that we are not social media. This is not an Instagram or TikTok or otherwise where people tend to compare yourselves to others. Mm-hmm. We will only let you put in your first name when signing up on our onboarding process, because we don't want that aspect of, oh, I know who you are, let me go look you up on this platform or this platform. We want you to know that there are other people just like you without having the stress of, oh my gosh, somebody that I know or the whole world is going to know that I have XYZ going on with my skin. And so having that distinction of this is a social thing versus this is social media is really important to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I feel like social media, like, I mean, obviously has its ups and downs, and I feel like we all know, you know, if you go down the bad route, then you're going to be stuck there for a while, you know, like that comparison, and it can just be really toxic. So I feel like having something that isn't really like making it very clear this is not social media is so vital, I feel like.
Absolutely.
So how has user feedback helped you make Sourcier more helpful and user-friendly?
I talk to people all the time. I always like to say I have the most fun job out of anybody in the company because I get to be the one actively talking to our users and finding different ways to make the platform more helpful or more easygoing or easier to figure out. And so I think in this process, one of the coolest parts about building something from scratch is that you get to go to so many different people and say, okay, you have had X experience. Tell me about that. And what would you want to change about this? You go to somebody else and say, from a design perspective, what do you think about this? What would you change? What would you iterate? From an experience perspective, how does this function and how can we make this more efficient? And so I think having tons of different perspectives and experiences in the world of skincare and design and whatnot has helped us create not only what we have so far, but will continue to help us create something that is very useful and also pretty to look at. So huge part of what we do.
Yeah, like you said, I think perspective is so key because, like, for example, someone's, like, experience might be completely different from someone else's, but, like, you can, like, share that and, like, understand someone else's and then maybe, like, make your own experience better with that. So
absolutely.
Yeah, and I also feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like for my skincare, I like if it has, like, a pump, if that makes sense. Like, if I'm, like, putting moisturizer on, like, I like if it has a pump or something. You know, like, I feel like getting that perspective, like, even something as little as, like, the packaging, I feel like is so important.
Exactly.
Like, and just saying, oh, like, I'm comfortable with this and not this, you know?
Totally. And getting all of those different perspectives is like, I know people who hate, yeah, I think it was Drunk Elephant that first did the kind of like push down pump thing. I know people that love that and I know people that hate that. But having that insight is really, really crucial in building something that works well and is directed towards a ton of different people with different preferences. And I think one of the things that I've realized in this process is how much goes into the shopping experience in general and how many different things people keep in mind or look towards when they're in this process. So that's been really interesting and very eye-opening in a lot of ways.
What steps do you take to make sure users feel confident about their purchases?
I think at the end of the day, it's your decision. We want to be part of the reason you make that decision, though. One of the things that we look at is, okay, once you have gone and bought that product, we don't store anything in-house. We send you to a third-party website of the individual that is selling said product. But once you do come back to us, we really want to go in depth about, okay, did you buy this? Did you not? What was that experience like? Let's check up with you in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 months. How are you feeling about this product? And are you willing to share that information with others? So I think that the confidence aspect ties in almost later down the line once they have used said product. The way that we fit in is more so in, I don't want you to be stressed out about how many options you have. We have unlimited options and there's so much going on. I want you to take a deep breath, put in one or two searches and know exactly what's going to work for you because it's right in front of your face. Mm-hmm. So I think we kind of give confidence in those two ways, is confidence in that shopping experience and that buyer journey, but then inherently confidence if a product does end up working really well for you.
Yeah. And I feel like if it's an easier tool to use, which I mean, it certainly sounds like it. Like, I mean, it makes you feel like, you know, not everything is like all over the place, you know, like it makes you feel like comfortable using the website. Like you're not like, oh, how do I use this? Like, no, it's like a it's a search and then boom, so many results.
Yeah, and having like everything like there, like I also think is so convenient. And like you said, like you connecting to the users also makes them feel empowered in their choices. So
That's the goal.
how do you think skincare routines can support emotional well-being or help people feel more confident in their own skin?
I think there's two sides to that. One is going to be obviously internal confidence. If a product works and it makes your skin really glowy or clear or whatever else your goals are, that makes you feel good. That makes you feel really awesome. I always know I get really bad stress acne. So whenever I'm out of that, like, oh my gosh, I feel awesome. When I'm in that, not so much. On the other side of things, I think skincare has really played into the kind of self-care subcategory. And a lot of people use it as kind of a therapeutic outlet. And so I think deciding for yourself whether this is going to be a necessity so that I can get to the next level, or I'm going to use this as self-care because I really enjoy it and it's going to get to the next level, is something that you kind of have to define for yourself. But I know a lot of people find confidence in skincare and skincare routines in different ways.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also get a lot of like stress acne and stress pimples, like especially in stressful
My
times of my
finals
life.
time. Oh God, it's
Yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, it's so bad. So, but like you said, like to kind of like treat it, like I will like use my skincare routine more, but not even for the fact of like treating like that acne or something, because I know it'll go away because of the stress. But it's more about like that therapy, like you said, just to feel better and like feel calm.
Absolutely. I love a face mask and I'll just sit there with my tea at night watching a movie or something, and that's awesome. That feels really, really great.
Have your customers ever shared stories about your recommendations and like how it like improved their not just their skin, but like their self-esteem and like mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go onto our website right now, we actually do have a few user testimonials put up there. But one of the most rewarding parts of the job is getting to talk to the users that have found products that have worked for them and said, hey, I wouldn't have found this really small brand or this niche product otherwise, and it did wonders for my skin. Thank you so much. That, as somebody who has gone through so many different products in their life, makes me feel really good because it's somebody else that doesn't have to go through the stress of this doesn't work, but I have to wait 2 weeks to find another product that might work and blah, 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 blah. I'm going to spend so much time and money stressed out about this. So that kind of end all be all of somebody coming to you and saying, hey, this really worked for me and it makes me feel really, really good. It's like such an awesome feeling to hear.
It goes like with a lot of different like that could go for a lot of situations. Like I feel like having someone be like proud of something you did is just and like having an impact on other people. I feel like it's just such a good feeling because it's not only like yeah, it's like I know I'm it's benefiting myself, but I feel like also like having another person tell me these things is it just like brightens your day, you know? Like it's like wow, like I'm doing a good thing. Like
For me at least, absolutely. I'm right there. It like actually makes me want to cry anytime somebody's like, oh my gosh, this helped me so much. What? So that is it's a really, really awesome feeling. And I think that one of the, I guess, crucial parts of our new feature, which is again going to be that more kind of social aspect of it, is you're finding stuff that's working for you, but you're also helping other people find stuff that's going to work for them. And that means a lot. Think about it as a sibling relationship. I'm going to give really good recommendations to my sister because she's my sister and I care about her. And she trusts what I'm saying because I'm her sister and I care about her. And so having that level of, as a user, I'm doing something to make somebody else's life and experience better is really, really rewarding.
So, what was the biggest challenge you faced starting Sourcier, and how did you get through it?
I think the biggest challenge was probably the fact that I had only ever taken one intro to marketing class before. I am, again, in my senior year of college now, and I've been working on this since early sophomore year. So it was definitely a learning curve to come into this company and basically start from scratch and say, okay, you have to not only figure out how to market us correctly, as we don't 110% have a product, but you also have to do branding work and sales work and finance work. And I just didn't really have a basis for it, but I'm incredibly grateful for that because I love school. I really do. But rather than sitting in a classroom and listening and not really getting to apply the stuff, I was just thrown into it. And I had to figure out stuff as I went. And I learned in real time what to do and what not to do. And I think that that was probably the best learning experience I've ever had. And mind you, I am no expert in any field, but I am constantly getting better. And every day I learn something new. And that's a really, really awesome feeling. And I think that pushes me to grow more and more as a human being every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's crazy that you said you started early sophomore year. That's like, it's, oh my God, that's crazy.
Been a while. Crazy.
I feel like such good things take a long time. Like, it doesn't just like click overnight. Like, you gotta work at it. And I feel like once you've worked so hard, I mean, clearly it's paying off. I mean, you have an app. Like, that is insane to me. Like, a app, Priya. Like, I am so used to like seeing you as like a high school student, like just know. Like, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman has an app. Like, you have come such a long way. And I feel like it just shows that like it good things, it really just does take time. And it does, like, as long as you work diligently, there will be such great results.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. That means a lot.
Have you ever had to change direction because of struggles or feedback from users?
Absolutely. A couple months ago, actually, maybe 6 months ago, we realized that the site wasn't helpful. we were doing some research on our own site, and Jaden, my coworker, and I looked at each other and said, we both have skin issues right now, and we don't even feel as though we can trust our own site. What's the deal with that? And we went to our developer, Dale, and said, I don't know what to tell you, except this doesn't work right now. At the time, we only had a very in-depth natural language search. So you could basically say, okay, I've got oily skin and acne, and I want something reef-friendly without parabens. And you could do that. And based on our database and connections, we were able to pull you up a product. And we said, okay, that's great. You have that connection aspect, but where's the validation part? Where's the thing that makes it click and say, this is going to work for me. This product is the one. And so we went out and we did a ton of different user testing. We talked to probably 100 people or so and said, what convinces you to buy something? And we realized that the common theme, whether it was going to TikTok or going to friends or family or other, is that people were looking for other people saying that it had worked for them in the past. So we said, okay, let's merge these two. Let's use this deep, deep database, this search that allows you to ask for anything based on your super in-depth profile and insights from people that are actually like you. And so we kind of merged these three, and that's what Sourcier is now. You can go in, search through our database in natural language, and the product recommendations that you're getting are based off of the reviews and advice from other people with your skin profile. So I think that that was kind of like a, okay, I get it now moment of this didn't necessarily work. It was the basis, but it wasn't the full picture. And so I think that that was definitely a pivot. and also was terrifying in the moment because we just said, okay, the last year and a half we've done for what? But I think we're in a much better place now. And now I actually use the site if I need something because it's helpful.
So we're out of time for this episode. Thank you so much, Priya, for joining us this evening.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find past episodes and other programs at WDIY.org, on the WDIY app, and on major podcast platforms. I'm Dia Sharma.
And I'm Brana Breslin.
And this is WDIY 88.1. We'll see you next time on Yana LV. And remember, you are not alone.